Well, hello, my beautiful friends. This is Heather Newman with the Hashtag Get Unstuck podcast, episode number 190. We are going to unlock joint health, flexibility, and fat loss with a little secret and some simple wisdom. Here we go.
You're listening to the Hashtag Get Unstuck podcast, your go-to source for all things health and fitness transformation, with certified nutrition coach and specialist turned online fitness planning mentor, Heather Newman. Heather's goal is to empower women like you to take control of your overall health and fitness strategy. Tune in each week for a realistic approach as she shares tips and tools to glitter your soul and add sparkle to your life. Let's get unstuck. You are not a treat. So let's learn to move, change, and find true happiness by creating a vision and living your dreams. For blog posts, exclusive offers, fitness strategies, monthly VIP challenges, at-home workout plans, and more, be sure to subscribe to glitteryou.com. Now tighten that ponytail, embrace a more fulfilled and positive approach to life, and let's get happy. Here's your host, Heather Newman.
Beautiful tone babes, welcome back to the Hashtag Get Unstuck podcast, a podcast for all you ladies in the second half of life who are ready to take responsibility for your own well-being and create a life that you love living. I am here to help motivate women just like you to look good and feel fabulous in this second half of life. I am your host, Heather Newman, and after spending the first 48 years of my life being a complete people pleaser and living with a scarcity mindset, I was stuck and ready for a change. I reinvented myself, I stopped outsourcing my happiness, and I've been brave enough to live a different kind of life. I will be here each week to help you do the exact same thing. So grab your headset or your earbuds, lace up those sneakers, tighten that ponytail, and let's do this. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, you guys, before I forget, I want to tell you about the 7 habits that changed my life back in 2017 before I hit the age of 50. I am now 54, and if you have the brain dump and the I Am notebooks, you can find them all over on Amazon, then you already have an idea of what these are that I consistently and continuously speak to. You have probably already seen the impacts that have on your own life. But if you're new here, I want to let you know that I created the I Am to-do list and brain dump notebooks to help you get started the same exact way that I did. There are 7 fundamentals of tone babe wellness. I've been putting these into practice now since 2017. And finally started sharing my Daily Unleash habits, planners, journals, and notebooks in 2020 with my community and my clients. And it helped completely change and transform my ability to stay in the game, to show up, to continue to stay motivated when I don't feel motivated. These 7 habits are my routine now, and I rely on them heavily. The planner, the brain dump notebook, and the I Am affirmation notebook are so simple to use, and they are such a huge part of my Daily Habits of 7. I call the Daily Habits of 7 DHO 7. I teach these DHO 7 habits to each and every Tone Babe inside of the Tone Online Studio at toneintend.com. And you can ask any of them how they have impacted their lives by simply using this framework. The DHO 7 can be used by anyone and everyone, any age, and if you're in any chapter or season of life, they will be beneficial. The biggest thing that I see when I speak with women in my one-on-one client sessions or even in the Tone Intent Online Studio is how confused we all feel. Women are so confused with so many different opinions and just overcomplicated regimes that they feel like they need to follow verbatim. They are 99% of the time confused and overwhelmed with too much noise in the world, so they simply do nothing at all. They change nothing and they feel overwhelmed. They shut down. They don't have a clear vision for where they want to be. And I can help you with that. I was there once too. I just wasn't aware. So once you're aware, you're ready to dive in and make a decision and make change happen. It's just about figuring out what works for you. And again, I can help you with that. I would love to help you with that. Even as I talk about my daily habits of seven here, I truly believe that these are the fundamentals of wellness for most people. However, if these are not going to work for you, then let's help you find out what those are instead, so you don't feel like you need to fit inside of a box and do what someone else is telling you. We can do this and make it more customized so that it's going to fit in your season of life. So it's about consistency with my daily habits of seven method, and by using these simple tools, and once they actually become a part of your everyday routine and your new lifestyle habits, that is where the benefit is. I like to use these stacked habits. That's what I call them, because we kind of like stack them on, you know, top of each other one at a time, so you don't feel overwhelmed. It's not so much that each on their own will actually change your life overnight, but more that the consistency of each of them combined as you grow, as you learn, as time goes on, as you have patience to develop and work and practice, these stacked all together will turn them into habits, putting your wellness on complete autopilot. So I hope that these mini stackable habits that I teach help you, and know that I'm sending you lots of love.
Hey, fabulous listeners of the Get Unstuck podcast. I want to take a moment to thank our incredible sponsor, Beautiful You. They've got something special for you, 15% off with the code GLITTERU. At Beautiful You, we believe in bringing you products that enhance not only your beauty, but your overall well-being. Our favorite Trim Fit collagen and probiotic blend are carefully crafted to make you look and feel exceptional. What sets Beautiful You apart? It's not just about beauty. It's about thoughtful science and specific benefits that elevate your health journey. Benefits include Trim Fit, support your fitness goals and feel confident in your body. Collagen, promote healthy, radiant skin and support joint health. Probiotic, nurture your gut health, supporting digestion and overall vitality. Ready to experience these amazing benefits? Head to beautifulyou.com/glitteryou and use the code GLITTERYOU at checkout for an exclusive 15% off your order. I've personally incorporated Beautiful You into my routine, and the results speak for themselves. Don't miss out on this fantastic opportunity to save 15% today. Your journey to feeling exceptional starts now.
Okay, my beautiful friends, welcome back to the hashtag Get Unstuck podcast, episode number 190. I hope you are doing well. Today we're going to talk about unlocking joint health, flexibility, and possibly even fat loss if that's something that you're looking for. But it's all with a little secret and just simple wisdom. So your wellness is very important. We know that, right? Today we're diving deep into a topic that may seem super simple, but it holds incredible power. Did you guess already? All right, it's water. But hold on, don't leave. It's not just about staying hydrated, okay? This insight into health and wellness is about it's about to revolutionize the way you approach joint pain, flexibility, mobility, and even fat loss. Trust me, you don't want to miss this. So before we dive in, quick reminder to rate and leave a review if you don't mind. Pretty please. Your support helps spread value to more incredible women just like us. I drop new episodes every Wednesday, so stay tuned for your weekly dose of inspiration. And if you subscribe to the glitteryou.com website, you will get a little notification in your inbox every time the episode goes live. You'll be the first to know. All right, let's dive into what we're talking about today. Water, water, water. More than just a basic need, oftentimes overlooked, water intake plays a pivotal role in our overall well-being. It seems so simple, but a lot of people will come to me and they want to start their nutrition journey. And one of the first questions that I have is, how's your water intake? What do you drink on a daily basis? Not only are you drinking water, if so, how much? If so, how often? And a lot of the answers that I get is, oh yeah, I drink water all the time. That's very, very vague, right? From a coaching, putting my coaching hat on, that is very vague to me. I don't know what your definition of that is. I need data. I need you to track it in order for me to help you and be very specific with how much water you should be getting in. So water plays such a vital role in your overall, in our overall well-being. Just think about it. If you have a headache, I want you to think before reaching for the painkillers, ask yourself this question. Have I had enough water today? We often underestimate the impact of hydration, but today I'm here to shed some light on its profound benefits and how very important this simple little thing is. I have a story to share. If I could add a title to it, I guess it would be like A Tale of Hydration Awakening. But let's just, for today's purposes, call her Sarah. A busy professional navigating demands of work, family, and personal goals. I'm sure most of us can relate to this. Sarah believed that she had her water intake under control. She sipped her water bottle throughout the day. She would refill it when it ran dry. Little did she know her hydration habits were about to be completely unveiled. One day, during a routine checkup, Sarah's doctor reviewed her health metrics. Now, despite her seemingly healthy lifestyle, the doctor noticed a few subtle signs that caught their attention. Sarah had been experiencing persistent headaches, occasional dizziness, and a lingering sense of fatigue. So concerned about these symptoms, the doctor decided to dig a little bit deeper. So in the course of the conversation, the doctor casually asked Sarah about her water intake. Sarah, completely confident in her hydration efforts, assured the doctor that she drank consistently throughout the day. I can't tell you how many times I have this exact conversation with so many women and men. I just coach more women than men. However, let's get back to Sarah and her story. So the doctor was a little suspicious. It raises a little bit of a flag when someone says, I consistently drink water. I know I'm getting enough water, right? So they decided to conduct a quick review of Sarah's daily water consumption. So to their surprise, Sarah's estimated water intake fell below the recommended daily amount, which it usually does. And again, I'm not being mean. The doctor's not being mean. These are facts. This is statistics. And if you just say, I drink enough water, and you don't know exactly how much water you're drinking, there's no data. There's no factual evidence. Okay? So Sarah fell way below the recommended daily amount. The doctor gently pointed out that Sarah's symptoms could be attributed to dehydration. This was very eye-opening for Sarah because here's her doctor telling her this when she's like, I know I'm drinking enough water. But despite her best intentions, she had miscalculated the actual volume of water that she needed. The doctor explained that factors like age, activity level, and climate, the weather has a lot to do with, like, it can impact the individual hydration needs of a person. So it's not just your age, not just your weight, but the climate that you are in can also impact individual hydration needs. So Sarah, now armed with this newfound knowledge, she decided to make a conscious effort to track her water intake more accurately. She adopted a simple habit of carrying a larger water bottle, set reminders on her phone to take water breaks, and incorporated hydrating foods into her diet. Now, I'm going to finish with Sarah's story here in just a moment, but I wanted to give you a little bit of advice that has helped a lot of my personal clients when I have a client that's 101 nutrition. And the best way that we start is I tell them either use what you have Or go to like Marshall's, TJ Maxx, Walmart, Amazon. Find yourself the cutest, funnest, like something that makes you happy, right? Little cuppy. Be it a, Stanley or, I mean, those are quite expensive in my opinion, but Yetis, whatever you have, okay? Let's try really hard to find three of them that are 40 ounces a piece. And hopefully they're different colors. So the colors that I usually recommend is something like a pink, a blue, and a white. And so every night you're going to fill up the pink, the blue, and the white with cold water, put it in the refrigerator, and the next day your goal is to drink 40 ounces of the blue, 40 ounces of your white, 40 ounces of your pink, or whatever color coordinates with you. What, like if you have a flower one and a heart one and a lucky clover one, whatever that looks like for you, you're shooting for 40 ounces of water. And I'm talking no ice, just cold water or room temp, however you like it. And that is another system that I find works better than refilling one cup or having just a big monster like carrying around the Kentwood jug, right? So let's get back to Sarah. In the weeks that followed, Sarah noticed a significant improvement. Her headaches had subsided, the dizziness disappeared, and she found herself more alert and more energized. So the doctor commented on her proactive approach to addressing the issue and reinforced the importance of maintaining proper hydration for overall health. Now, Sarah's story serves as a reminder that even the most health-conscious individuals can overlook essential aspects of well-being. Sometimes it takes a gentle nudge from a healthcare professional or a nutrition coach or a wellness coach or a health and fitness nutrition and overall trainer, someone in the profession, to uncover the hidden elements impacting our health. So the next time that you think you're drinking enough water, just consider taking a closer look. Consider tracking it for 3 days consistently. So like you could have hydration on point one day, just like our workouts, right? But then there could be the next day that you totally fall off and you don't drink all day because you're a teacher and you don't want to drink too much water because you feel like you got to go to the bathroom too much. Your body will acclimate. If you start feeling or fueling your body with more hydration, your body is going to learn to absorb that. It's going to be able to manage it better. And you're going to be able to like not have to run to the bathroom all the time. It just takes a little practice. Like you're reprogramming your body. It will acclimate. So just remember, take a closer look. Next time you're drinking enough water, your body might be trying to tell you something. So let's just try to dial in and be aware of that. So that's kind of Sarah's story. Sarah is a client. She had already gone through this with the doctor, and the story came up because I brought up water. That was the first. She's like, oh gosh, not again. Like, oh my God, not again. I'm like, what do you mean not again? So she told me the whole story, and she's like, you're right. I've been slipping. I thought, you know what? I know that I'm getting enough water. I'm still having the same symptoms. And she said, I started tracking again, like you asked me to do. She tracked for 5 days, and she was literally getting half the amount of ounces of water. We're not talking tea, we're not talking coffee, we're not talking pre-workout, right? And we're definitely not talking about like soft drinks, because soft drinks are actually impacting even if you are getting in the water. Soft drinks are such a dehydration to your body that you're almost counteractive. All right. So anyway, Sarah's story, moving on. Maybe you can relate to her story. I know that I can. Like I even slip and I know when I'm slipping because here comes the headache. Here comes the fatigue. And I'm like, all right, what can I control in this equation? How much water have I really been getting in? Like besides my unicorn juice, eliminate that from the equation. I am not drinking nearly enough water. And that's usually why my body is telling me. Our bodies will actually talk to us if we take the time to listen. So we're going to move into some facts about water in just one moment.
It's been a tough few years. Have you felt a little lost, fell off track, or maybe your life feels like it's been flipped upside down? Are you ready to get back on track with a simple jumpstart the healthy way? The 7-Day Sugar Detox, Sugar is the Devil book, is now available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It is a straightforward shortcut that tells you exactly what to eat and how to do this. The 7-Day Sugar Detox, Sugar is the Devil workbook and guide by Heather Newman will help you navigate a new healthy relationship with food. It will teach you which foods work for you and those that don't. This 7-Day Sugar Detox guide is meant to be a staple. It's not a one-time use only book. It's one that you'll want to keep coming back to over and over again for guidance. It's the permanent solution that you've been looking for. This guide is used as a resource to get you back on track when you fall off, and we all do. It's a journey, not a destination. So happy to hear how many of you are enjoying this book, getting massive weight loss results, and use it as a tool after those binging weekends when you've really whooped it up. It's the perfect, easy-to-follow guide, including a grocery list and meal planning recipe options for breakfast, lunch, snacks, and dinner. If it's not on the list, it's not for us. Be sure to grab yours today and grab one for a friend. The 7-Day Sugar Detox, Sugar is the Devil by Heather Newman is available in a paperback and a hardback version. Visit the website www.sugardetox7.com or simply find it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble websites. Sugar is the Devil.
Okay, so some facts about water, and I'm not going to keep this long. It's going to be super short because I know that sometimes the facts and the science and all the stuff is not the funnest thing to talk about. But let's just dive into flexibility and mobility because this is something that usually affects every single client that I have that is in the second half of life, right? Like we want to stay flexible. Our mobility seems to be changing. And I'm going to give you an analogy today that I think will stick because this one stuck with me. We're going to say the bacon versus the beef jerky or whatever it's called, the jerky analogy. When your muscles are dehydrated, they resemble old jerky. Okay. They're stiff and they lack flexibility. So picture if you try to bend a piece of jerky, you get it, right? Like it's going to snap. So now I want you to imagine a piece of bacon that's sitting in your fridge, right? That's not cooked. It has stretch to it and it won't snap like the jerky. Your muscles work the exact same way. So proper hydration ensures that they stay pliable, flexible, and ready for movement. Hopefully that's going to give you a better, like next time you don't drink enough water or you feel like you're stiff and you feel like your muscles are like a piece of jerky and it could totally just snap and you don't feel so flexible, let's think first about hydration and how important that really is. All right, next we're going to talk about joint health and like the lubricating of the machinery that we have, if we call our body a machine. Water acts as a natural lubricant for your joints. It helps maintain the synovial fluid that surrounds your joints, reducing friction and supporting smooth, pain-free movement. So think of water as your lubricant for your joints. Okay. And then temperature regulation, keeping cool, calm, and collected. Sweating is your body's cooling mechanism, right? And adequate water intake helps regulate your temperature during exercise, just like an air condition. This is crucial for preventing overheating and supporting your optimal performance. And then also nutrient transportation, like delivering the goods. Water is a vital component in transporting nutrients throughout your body. So what if you're eating super clean and you're doing so good with all the vegetables and the vitamins and the minerals and the nutrients, but you don't have enough water intake? Water is vital in transporting nutrients throughout your body. It ensures the essential vitamins and minerals reach your cells, aiding in recovery and overall health. And then lastly, today I'm going to talk about detoxification, which is what I consider to be flushing out the toxins. Proper hydration supports your kidneys in flushing out toxins from your body. Water is a natural detox. Your body knows what to do with it. This detoxification process is essential for maintaining healthy organs and vibrant skin, which is something that we all know that, you know, we're paying more attention to as we get older and gravity's taking over and we're like, oh my gosh, these little wrinkles are getting deeper and deeper. Hydration. So there you have it. The incredible ways that water impacts joint health, flexibility, mobility, and just your overall well-being. So before we wrap up, just a reminder that water is not just a one-time fix. It is a constant practice, just like our fitness, just like our workouts, just like our eating habits. It's constant, you guys. It doesn't end. We're not doing the yo-yo game anymore. We're not riding the roller coaster game of dieting anymore. We know better. We know now we follow the DAHO 7, the Daily Habits of 7, and we can live this lifestyle and still enjoy the things that we want to enjoy. It's a constant practice. So stay tuned for more insights and tips to elevate your health and happiness. Until next time, remember to hydrate, move, and thrive, okay? Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Hashtag Get Unstuck podcast. If you found value in today's episode, please don't forget to rate and review. It's so very important. Your feedback means the world to me. And until next week, keep shining bright and living your healthiest, happiest life.
Hey, friend. Thank you so much for listening to Heather's Get Unstuck podcast. Her goal is to help as many women as possible, and if this episode helped you in any way, you can directly impact Heather's efforts by simply sharing a screenshot of this to your social media or team. Also, if you're looking for additional support, feel free to find Heather on Instagram at GlitterU, her website at www.glitteru.com, and or join the free Get Unstuck Community Facebook group.